Well, Peter Hennis is the publicity officer of the Mount Gambier Men's Shed, and he joins us for a bit of a look at men's sheds around the southeast. Good morning to you, Peter.
Good morning, Liz. Good morning, listeners, and hope we're all enjoying this COVID lockdown.
Indeed. Now, it's been a fairly industrious period up to this point for men's sheds around the region. So let's take a bit of a tour around and a diversion from talking about all things COVID this morning. Where are you going to start us off?
Well, we'll start off with the Mount Gambier shed. I mean, we're locked down. We've been locked down for a couple of days now, but on the 10th of November, the shed had a visit from the local mayor, Lynn Martin, and we had some photos taken of the official handover of the toys for the mayor's Christmas appeal this year. That's where the men's shed make the toys for the mayor. We made 250 toys this year. It's a huge effort for the fellows at the shed. You know, with the COVID lockdowns and everything else, we managed to make them during our last lockdown, and we made them at home, left them for a couple of days, handed them over to someone else. They painted them, and they handed them back after a couple of days. We've made 250. That works out to nearly $5,000 worth of donations to the mayor's Christmas appeal this year, which is a huge effort, and it'll make plenty of the boys and girls very happy, and I hope they have a very Merry Christmas because of it.
Yeah, what a wonderful effort by you all there. As you say, an incredible lot of work gone into that, but a great cause, and good on you for working in the restrictions that you've had in place to get that done.
Yeah, it has been. Other things we've been doing at the shed are we've got a new interim president there. Robert Aldersey has taken over there. Due to some problems that we had with the previous president, he decided that he couldn't continue, and so we had an election for that. And also, the shed has received a grant from the Bendigo Bank to help with their welding, moving their welding area. Some of the men have been making bat boxes for down at Port MacDonald, wine barrels, raised garden beds. And if anyone would like any of these, would they please get in touch with the shed? And we do them to order. So there could be the park benches and things like that. So give us a call and we'll see what we can do for them.
Fantastic. There might be a bit of home DIY and home gardening going on in this next period. So, yeah, raising my eyebrows at the raised garden beds. What a great idea.
Might be a bit hard getting them now for a little while, but we'll see how. Over at Casterton, because of COVID, well, they're okay to start up over there now, but they've decided that they'll wait until